Macmillan Audio presents Earth, Making a Life on a Tough New Planet by Bill McKibben. Read for you by Oliver Weiner. Preface. I'm writing these words on a gorgeous spring afternoon, perched on the bank of a brook high along the spine of the Green Mountains, a mile or so from my home in the Vermont mountain town of Ripton. The creek burbles along, the picture of a placid mountain stream, but a few feet away, there's a scene of real violence. A deep gash through the woods, where a flood last summer ripped away many cubic feet of tree and rock and soil and drove it downstream through the center of the village. Before the afternoon was out, the only paved road into town had been demolished by the rushing water. A string of bridges lay in ruins, and the governor was trying to reach the area by helicopter. 20 years ago, in 1989, I wrote the first book for a general audience about global warming, which in those days we called the greenhouse effect. That book, The End of Nature, was mainly a philosophical argument. It was too early to see the practical effects of climate change, but not too early to feel them. In the most widely excerpted passage of the book, I described walking down a different river near my then home, 60 miles away, in New York's Adirondack Mountains. Merely knowing that we'd begun to alter the climate meant that the water flowing in that creek